Absurd. That's how I describe the custody battle over the Hank Aaron statue. Hank Aaron means so much to Atlanta and the Braves. The dispute over the location of the statue has become as emotional as the baseball team's decision to leave its 50-year-old Atlanta home. For Atlantans, the statue belongs where the home run king made history, on the site of the old Atlanta Fulton County Stadium next to Hank Aaron Boulevard. For the Braves, the statue belongs with the team at its new home in Cobb County. In 1980, a group of Atlanta citizens raised $150,000 for the statue. Neither the Braves nor its owner, Ted Turner, contributed toward the project. The statue was unveiled and dedicated in 1982, and that's when it was handed over to the Atlanta-Fulton County Recreation Authority. After the 96 Olympics, when the Olympic Stadium became Turner Field and the original stadium was demolished, the authority's ownership of the statue was reconfirmed in government documents, according to authority director Keisha Lance Bottoms. The Braves say it's up to Hank Aaron to decide, but the baseball great doesn't own the statue. Residents in Atlanta do. Plus, he told me in October of 2014, quote, "I have no connection to Cobb County. My connection is with Fulton County. I hit the home run in the Fulton County Stadium." The solution may be for the Braves to commission a new Hank Aaron statue for the Cobb County Stadium and leave the current statue at its rightful home. The legacy of Hank Aaron belongs in both places.